Next patient is Ronald Sanchez. This is a consultation. Request by Dr. Michael Kruger, reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 58-year-old male with a history of morbid obesity, recently complaining of palpitation, shunt sub-breath period, patient's electrocardiogram showed atrial fibrillation period. Patient is referred to me for ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Past medical history, pulmonary embolism, deep vein thrombosis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Period, current medication, atorvastatin, 80 mg daily, correct 6.25 mg, 2 times daily. Furosemide 20 mg daily, gabapentin, Imdor 60 mg daily, lisinopril 5 mg daily, potassium supplement and warfarin period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, ordinary, no weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, no hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Now, a prior history of coronary heart disease, congestive heart failure, patient has history of atrial fibrillation, pulmonary patient has history of pulmonary embolism, abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis. Examination, blood pressure 146 over 90, pulse is 60 to 70, and irregular respiration 16, weight is 131 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs, clear bilaterally, heart is irregularly irregular. 1 hour 6 systole murmur, the sternum border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normactive, balsam, extremity, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, morbid obesity, number 3, hypertension, recommendation. Number 4, history of pulmonary embolism and deep vein thrombosis. Recommendation, patient's atrial fibrillation and discussed symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart. Period. Patient is also aware that success of procedure is 70 to 80%, sometimes need more than one procedure. Period. Please send a copy to Dr. Michael Kruger. Consultation date is 7/12/22.